You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Matt Terry with you, everybody. It's Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. On this, say Wednesday, November 17th, and a Thursday, November 18th, we got a quarterback discussion to talk about. You'll hear from Jared Goff today. First-class guy. Could not have been nicer. Could not have been more transparent about his oblique injury and whether or not he will play on Sunday. The latest on Jared Goff coming up right here on Locked On Lions. The opponent for the Lions this weekend, the Browns, coming up on Sunday, they are a desperate football team. We're going to talk to Jeff Lloyd tomorrow on Lockdown, the host of Lockdown Browns on the crossover. But I'll say this, Cleveland has to win Sunday. They're 5-5. They have the Ravens twice in a row coming up. They've got Baltimore on the road next week for Sunday Night Football, then a bye, and then Baltimore again at home. So this is like their season. If they go 5-6 into those two Ravens games, it's going to be a disaster. So we'll dive into a little bit of what's going on with the Browns, Baker Mayfield, etc. on the program. The history of Lions backup quarterbacks starting games over the last couple of years is absolutely awful and an indictment on the current regime and the past regime. Some stats that'll blow you away and an injury report. All of that today on Locked On Lions. Thank you for listening and joining us and making us your first listen each and every day here on Locked On Lions. We always appreciate you being here and listening to us. And you can find us on all platforms, on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. First of all, before we get into Jared Goff, we got breaking news. Earlier today, it was revealed, thanks to TMZ Sports, that Kelly Stafford threw a pretzel at a fan Sunday in San Francisco and has since apologized for it and said, "I'm an idiot," end quote. That's right. Hecklers were on Kelly Stafford. She got so angry during the Niners' victory over the Rams and her boy, Matthew, losing to, in L.A., for L.A. against San Francisco. She got so angry with being heckled from some fans behind her, she threw a pretzel at somebody. Kelly, you know what? You are an idiot. That's all I got. Is there anything else to say? Thank goodness we don't have to deal with that anymore. Like, Matthew is such a class act. Like, just a prim and proper class guy. Like, upfront, honest, great manners. And she just sometimes acts like a clown, throwing food at some hecklers. Then don't sit in the stands. Then, like, sit in a, you had enough money to get a suite or watch on TV. She admitted she was sorry and that she acted like an idiot. I wonder if she threw the pretzel and it got intercepted for a pick six like her husband the other night. There's so many jokes here. Did she throw it further than Jared Goff throws a football? I mean, we could go on and on. All right. Speaking of Jared Goff, the Lions starting quarterback is hurt and did not practice today. DNP in practice today. NP, no practice. Trey Flowers also didn't practice. Jamar Jefferson didn't practice. And Matt Nelson didn't practice today for the Lions. But the big story is, what are the Lions going to do Sunday? Down there at the Dog Pound off the shores of Lake Erie, the Muni lot, when they take on the Cleveland Browns. Will Goff play? Take a listen to today's audio. Jared Goff met with the media. And decide for yourself if you think he's going to play. This courtesy of DetroitLions.com.
Pretty sore. Yeah. I think I mentioned it. I spoke to the radio on Monday. A little more sore than I expected, I think. But I'm all right.
Is that what it's really just going to come down to, pain management and how much you can get on your throws, or is it pain, or what do you?
It's more functionality. The pain is whatever. I can mask that. It's being able to function fully. We'll see.
Do you see that functionality returning possibly as time goes on from, like, yeah, say, I mean, this, from Monday to today? Or?
Yeah, it has gotten better since the game. Will it be better by Sunday? I don't know. We'll see. Hopeful.
We're all familiar with the toughness element in our game. You played through a lot of your career. Can you just maybe explain that, how important it is to you to be out there every week and to be that guy?
Yeah, I think your number one ability is availability, and I've always taken pride in that. Had to miss one game last year with my thumb. Was able to come back the next week and play in the next game, but I take pride in it. I think it's important for the quarterback to display that, and if I ever feel like I can't physically do my job, then I can't be out there, but until then, I think I can be out there.
What does the treatment routine look like this week?
A lot of rest, let it heal. About all you can do. There's some different mechanisms to kind of strengthen some stuff around it, but just rest.
How do you get a guy's confidence to feel in if necessary?
Yeah, well, I don't think there's much to do there. I think those guys are confident in themselves. They're ready to go if they need to fill in. And I think, you know, be the best leader I can be in today's like today when I'm not out there.
Is there a concern that if you play, the game plan could be limited in terms of what, you know, you can do and therefore what the offense can do?
No, if I were to play, it would be full go. There would be no limitations. I think, you know, last week, I don't know if the game plan was adjusted based on the weather or based on my injury. Better question for Dan probably, but there was definitely some limitations there that I don't know if I realized in the moment.
You've never had this injury before. I guess how you judge if you're functional enough to play, how you test it over the next couple of days here?
Yeah, if I can throw it as hard as I can, as hard as I want to, and it doesn't pull on me, then I can go. If not, then I can't. Say that again.
How different is it playing with this than the thumb you had?
Very different. I think the thumb was, the thumb was broken. The thumb was a bone. This is a muscle, so it's different in that regard. But the oblique, unfortunately, is so, you know, critical to the throwing motion. Whereas my thumb, I could kind of get away with it and do some different things. But until this is kind of calmed itself down, I kind of need to just let it run its course. Yep, thank you.
You seem like you're taking this day by day. What is your confidence level today that be good by Sunday?
We'll see. You know, I don't know. I'm usually a fast healer, but again, we'll have to see. Tomorrow I'll have a better indication than I did today, and Friday is the same way, and as we go on.
Look, you could say a lot of things about Jared Goff and how poorly he's played this year and how bad he is and all of that stuff. But that was a clinic on how to do a press conference and be respectful, because he was asked the same question 50 times and he kept answering it. Do I think he's going to play? I'm going to tell you that coming up next. Lions fans, Matt Derry here with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. It's called Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code TOUCHDOWN and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code TOUCHDOWN to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app. Use promo code TOUCHDOWN to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code TOUCHDOWN. All right, so what'd you think of Jared Goff's comments? It sounds like he's about 50-50 to play. He wants to play. He says he thinks he can tough it out and try it out, but he didn't practice today, and he's going to see how it goes the rest of the week. But if he's not able to throw the ball hard, as Chris Burke asked him, he's not going to play. I really think this could be a game-time decision for Goff. It sounds 50-50. Now, the big story is we're not going to see David Blough. No. We're going to see Mr. August, Timmy Boyle. That's right. You guys remember when the Lions picked up Tim Boyle, Boyle this summer, the Green Bay writers were like, oh, this is the guy that's going to unseat Goff. Because he looked so good in preseason for Green Bay. And then, like, he never played in the regular season. Tim Boyle is getting healthy, coming back from a broken thumb, and according to Dan Campbell, is the team's number two quarterback and took most of the first team reps today at practice. I'm assuming the Lions are going to make Boyle available to the media the next couple days, you would assume. Jared Goff's a tough guy. He rarely doesn't play. It's similar to Stafford with the toughness thing. Goff toughed it out last week. Boyle wasn't active, and Dan Campbell wasn't playing David Blough. He wasn't. Now, it sounds like it's a 50-50 shot. He plays against the Browns. Now, I was one thinking with Baker Mayfield having a rotator cuff injury, a shoulder injury, and now a knee injury, along with a foot problem, that the Browns might play Case Keenum this weekend, and you could see Boyle versus Keenum Sunday in Cleveland. Still not ruling that out. I think Mayfield's going to play. Goff, if you had to ask me today, I'd say he's sitting out. Especially with a short week, remember, because next week the Lions play on Thanksgiving against the Bears, and you know Goff's going to want to play then because everybody's watching that game. As far as Tim Boyle goes, yeah, I thought he'd be Mr. August. I thought he'd have a great preseason and everybody would hype him up and he'd be so good. And instead, Boyle was the fifth worst graded quarterback this preseason by Pro Football Focus. He had the single lowest yards per attempt, 3.5, among 73 qualified quarterbacks with at least 22 dropbacks in the preseason. Tim Boyle played poorly. So much so that we didn't really know who the backup quarterback was going to be coming out of a camp or the preseason. And then Boyle got hurt his thumb, broke his thumb, so Blough got the gig. But we could be seeing Tim Boyle. And I'll be honest with you. I'll take a look at anything else other than Jared Goff. I'm serious. Do I think Tim Boyle is going to come in and light it up? No. But the way Jared Goff has played, from an entertainment perspective, sure. Let's see what Timmy B's got. I don't know. Now, the history the last couple of years of the Lions starting backup quarterbacks is not good. Not good at all. All right? This is what we're looking at with the Lions. As far as, I hate to do this, total negligence of the backup quarterback spot. All right? Hold on. I'm going to get you. You're not going to believe these numbers. These numbers are totally pathetic. Let me do that coming up next. Let me first, I got to tell you about our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. All right? If you haven't tried one of these by now, you're missing out. They say it's a protein bar, but it does not taste like one. You've got to try one of these amazing bars to believe it yourself. I had a cookies and cream bar today for my breakfast, and it was just like having a candy bar. But it only has 130 calories. It's soft, covered in 100% real chocolate, and it's good for you. Low in fat, low in sugar, high in protein. This month, Built is coming out with new limited-time flavors like every 3 to 4 days, so it's great. So you check out the website often at Built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. I do it all the time. Promo code LOCKED, LOCKED15, for 15% off at Built.com. And hey, BetOnline.ag back and better than ever. I was just on the site just now at BetOnline.ag and I looked at it. And because Jared Goff is hurt, the Lions spread has gone up from 9 points to the Browns favored by 11.5. Can't get the numbers any better than at betonline.ag, a new web interface for the start of hoop season. More prop bets, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, all one word, LOCKEDON, to receive the bonus. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so here are the numbers. All right, here's some history for you. If Tim Boyle starts Sunday for the Leos against the Browns, he'll be the third straight Lions backup quarterback who will start for the team and enter the game with less than five career starts. Tim Boyle has played in 11 games. He's never started a game. David Blau never started a game. Ended with an 0-5 record as a starter in 2019 after that. So again, before his first start, had never started a game and never played in a game, then ended 0-5. 2018, Jeff Driscoll, before his first start with the Lions, 9 games played, game started 5, a record of 1-4 with Cincinnati in 2018. His record as the Lions starter, 0-3. Tim Boyle, by the way, in the games that he played in, minus 16 yards rushing, kneel down situations, 3 out of 4 passing for 15 yards in a blowout loss at San Francisco in 2019. So again, David Blau never started for the Lions last year, and in 2019, excuse me, and went 0-5. Jeff Driscoll started 5 games with the Bengals, then started 3 for the Lions, 0-3. History is not on the Lions' side if Tim Boyle is going to start. And again, why can't the Lions find some good backups? Like, if Tim Boyle plays Sunday and just absolutely stinks up the joint, we're going to sit here and go, Brad Holmes is just like Bob Quinn. Bob Quinn couldn't find a backup quarterback. Brad Holmes hasn't been able. No, Tim Boyle may surprise us. But you got a desperate Cleveland team with Myles Garrett and John Johnson and a defense that has been, under Joe Woods, their D coordinator, getting lit up and beat up by the media. They got torched last week by the Patriots. Torched. They're going to want to bounce back. And this is a get right, get well game for them with the Ravens coming up the next 2 games. Think about that. The Browns are not playing well. They were picked by many to win the AFC North. They were picked by some to even go to the Super Bowl. You got Baker Mayfield being questioned. You got a lot of issues in that locker room. OBJ's gone, but Jarvis Landry talked yesterday. He's not happy with his production. Nick Chubb's been hurt. The O-line's been banged up. Their linebackers have struggled, similar to the Lions. And they brought in new linebackers. I love JOK, the rookie. He's back playing, but guys like Anthony Walker and others have not performed. Denzel Ward's a really good corner. But they're 5-5, and they're teetering. And that is going to be a game they need. And they're capable. If you watched them 2 weeks ago against the Bengals, they played very well. And we're going to talk more about this with Jeff Lloyd, the host of Locked On Browns, tomorrow on the Locked On Crossover. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day here on Locked On Lions. You can find us on all platforms. The Crossover tomorrow, and an update on Jared Goff's condition. Will he even try to practice tomorrow? We'll find that out on Thursday. It's a Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions.